Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this evening's meeting to order. We did meet an executive session at 6 o'clock this evening to discuss land legal and personnel items. Please join me now in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crisco, would you please do the roll call?
Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Court.
Here.
Supervisor Lear.
Here.
Supervisor Engel.
Here.
And Supervisor Moore. Five present, Madam Chair.
Thanks, sir. Wanted to let everyone know we're going to start our meeting with our first session of visitor and public comment. And as always, we ask that you give us your name and your address and try to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. And for those of you who haven't been here in a while, we have a new handy device that helps you kind of self-manage your time. So when you start, I'll turn it to green. When there's about a minute left, I'll turn it to yellow so you can try to wrap up. And when your time's up, I'll turn it to red. Nothing else happens after that except I'll ask you to respectfully stop talking. So with that, if anyone would like to approach the podium and share any comments for the board, we'd be happy to hear from you tonight.
I'll go first. I'm Teresa Peschel, and I live over at 48 Half Street. And I came specifically because of the board is going to be looking at the street and public shade tree ordinance, and I'm very interested in that. I think it is necessary that the township have a shade tree ordinance because it's the only way that you can ensure that we maintain our tree canopy and that when trees street trees are removed, that they are also replaced. If we have a shade tree ordinance, it is clear to a developer that we want shade trees, that we expect them, and that it is part of the process of building something in the township that these shade trees be placed.
Thank you.
Should I start over again? Okay. And I think the Shade Tree Commission is a wonderful idea because that will help take some of the burden off of Public Works to make sure the trees are planted, the trees are maintained, just to keep an idea of what's going on. And so if someone has questions about what is an appropriate tree, the Shade Tree Commission can also take care of that. And I think that the Shade Tree Commission, as part of the Shade Tree Ordinance, could look at even township property belonging to the municipality, where would be the best place to put a tree? To start putting in some tree canopy in the township. So I'm all in favor of it. I would like to see this happen. Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. And I was remiss in mentioning as a reminder that all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So I apologize for not mentioning that. Anyone else have any comments to make? Mr. Bird, how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening. My name is Dennis Bird, and I live at 651 Pheasant Run Road. And I had no idea this was going to be a tree meeting. I come in here and I pick up the minutes, and oh my goodness. And I have proof to show that. I didn't see this before that. I may need, I got three safety subjects for you here. And the first one is trees. I walk almost daily within Shank Park. It's one of the greatest resources this township has, is our bicycle paths, our walking trails, and the park itself. And I'll tell you, the guys, Tom and his crew, Jeff, that's at the park, they do an incredible job. But I'm here for a safety concern. We had an individual killed within the park a number of years ago walking on the path. I had a young Boy Scout killed in my organization by a tree that fell in a park. We have a lot of dead trees that are 75 feet off of the existing walking trails and paths. Every time we have a tree come down, we had two sizable trees come down in the last 2 weeks. The crew gets the trees cleaned up very, very well, rapidly and very well. We need to mark the dead and dying trees that are 75 feet off of the trail. And they should be marked now while we still have leaves that we can identify which trees are totally dead and so forth. And they should be marked, and they should be removed in the wintertime, get three bids. Tree companies, January, February, March, they can do this and save the township a lot of money. And it's a real safety issue. You may walk out there, somebody like myself, trees have been my life. I planted thousands upon thousands of trees throughout this greater region. And nobody loves a tree more than what I do. No one wants to cut down a tree more than what I do. But we have lots of dead ash. We have a number of dead walnuts in the park. And we just need to look after that. The second thing is also about safety, and that's the visibility coming down Wood Road with the intersection of the street that goes off behind Sheets. We have all kinds of weed trees up through the utilities, very high weeds. My wife and I are on that road a couple times a day, and it's a real danger. We've had a couple accidents there already. And I think all the dead, not all the trees aren't dead, unfortunately. All the trees are under utility lines and the high weeds. I believe they're all within the township right away. So I would really appreciate if that could be looked at. My third one is the ever-exploding deer population that we have in this township. I hit a deer last year on Wood Road. It's the first time I've ever hit a deer. We are constantly having deer hit on some of our township roads. And I can have as many as 15 deer in my backyard. They have devastated my whole landscaping. The deer are problems from the safety with accidents, the way they eat everyone's landscape plants, and the third thing is our deer ticks. My granddaughters were here for a couple weeks. I would not allow them to go in our backyard.
Mr. Byrne, I'm going to have to wrap you up.
All right.
Thank you
very much,
sir. I
passed my notes on here to someone. To show it.
Okay, thank you.
The Shade Tree Commission is very important.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening?
I'm Jonathan Christ. I'm an attorney from 226 West Chocolate, and I'm here to talk about tax parcel 2400432. For those of you who might not recognize that parcel number, that is, I was trying to see if I could get Chuck to put it up on the board, but he doesn't have a computer today. That is the parcel of Crystal A offices owned by the Hershey Company. I'm sure everybody here knows at this point that they are under contract to sell the complex of offices to the Hershey Medical Center people. I'm not sure whether it is going to Hershey Health or University. My understanding is it is going to the University. There are a number of buildings on that property. They are assessed all together. They are dividing three of the four buildings, I'm told. This closing is supposedly scheduled for September 19th, next week. In which case, they're going to take that property off the tax rolls of Derry Township. The property is currently assessed at $19.5 million. Let me put that in dollar cents that you people everybody here might understand. If this is purchased by the university, and I think it is, it takes it off the tax rolls immediately, which means that the tax loss to the township will be. The whole property is 19.5 assessed. They're not selling one of the buildings, so I backed that out in my calculations. But what's left is we're going to lose $18.227 million worth of assessed real estate, which translates, by my calculations, to $41,705 to the township. The school district will lose $342,600. And the county will lose $125,400 for a total of about $509,000 total taxes lost. So my question is, anybody know about this? Has this been baked into anybody's calculations when you're doing, you know, worrying about getting a new pool? And for the school district, it's 1% of what their total assessed taxes that they take in a year. The school district takes in about $36 million. So at 342,006, that's almost 1%. So you can figure that your school taxes are going up next year, at least 1%, plus whatever the school district's going to add to it, plus whatever you people may have to add to it to make up the difference. I just wonder if anybody's aware of that.
Thank you. We are aware of that, and we'll be looking into that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, John, it's something that it's been no secret that this transition's been occurring, so it's been something I've been thinking about for a long time. It's made probably over a year. I don't know for sure if it's non-taxable once it settles. But as you stated accurately, it's largely a school district concern. It's much less money for us.
I was at the school district last night. They had no idea.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to look into it. Thank you. Anyone else this evening? We will have another session of public comment at the end if anything hits you later. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from August 27, 2019. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Zamuda.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda under new business, Hershey Public Library Summer Reading Program. We are going to be recognizing our top readers this evening. And would you like to take this from here?
Sounds good. Thank you. So this summer we had 676 children and teens register for the Summer Reading Program. And like in previous years, we've brought the top three readers to the township tonight to be honored. Tonight we have Cam Bixler, age 8, with 11,883 minutes read for Hershey Primary Elementary. Evie Bixler, age 10, with 10,173 minutes from Hershey Intermediate, and Anna Wang, age 11, with 6,279 minutes from Hershey Middle School. So we've got two of the winners here today, and I'd like to invite them up, and Madam Chair, if you could come down, we're gonna present them with a certificate, and I'm gonna take a photo. So we can have a round of applause for the winners.
Item on our agenda, consideration of resolution number 1597 to appoint open records officers. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board's aware, Act 3 of 2008 requires that all local governmental units appoint open records officers for that agency. When Jill retired as our assistant manager, she did serve as the township's open record officer. So I'm recommending to the board this evening that you appoint myself and Chief Garth Warner as our open records officer, myself for the township in general, and the chief, of course, for anything related to the police department. And that resolution is before you this evening. It's 1597, and it's in a position to be voted on tonight.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll make the motion to approve as stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Next item on the agenda is C1 through 34, briefing item for ordinance number 712, Street and Public Tree Ordinance Chapter 201 of the Code of Township of Derry, and ordinance number 718, revision to Chapter 185, subdivision and land development ordinance related to tree planting and appointment of a shade tree commission. Mr. Emmerich.
You did that very well. As you stated, I'm introducing three separate items all related to a revised street and public tree ordinance. The street and public tree ordinance that we are under today, and we do have one, it was adopted April 25th, 1960. It was last revised December 19th, 1983. And for quite some time now, we have been working on a revision. And that's what we'll be hopefully presenting to you very shortly. It's been written through a group of people that got together to try and see it to the end, led by Matt Weir, Justin Engel, and some concerned citizens and some staff, some input from the Downtown Hershey Association. In my agenda item, I have it listed for consideration at the September 24th meeting. However, due to advertising constraints, I'd like to move that to October 8th. So, just as a correction to my, to my agenda item. This street tree ordinance, one thing that it will do is create a shade tree commission. So we're also looking for permission to, while we're in the process of adopting, start to advertise to appoint a 5-member board to the shade tree commission. The way it's set up in the ordinance is 2 of the members will be supervisors, the other 3 will be citizens that have some expertise in trees and forestry and the like. And lastly, to make sure that all of our ordinances work well together, I have a small revision to our subdivision and land development ordinance that will then incorporate what will become chapter 201 of our codified ordinance into the subdivision ordinance, requiring the initial planting of trees for new streets and also repopulation of trees. So what I'm looking for this evening, without delving deeply into the ordinance itself, because at that time will come on the 8th, is I'm asking that the Board of Supervisors authorize the advertising of Ordinance 712 for consideration and adoption at the Board of Supervisors meeting on October 8th, that they authorize the staff to advertise for candidates for the Shade Tree Commission, and finally that the staff be able to forward Ordinance 718 to the Planning Commission for their review, and ultimately to the Board of Supervisors meeting on November 12th for adoption.
Do I have a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
We're deferring to you as our tree expert. Moved by Mr. Weir. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. And thanks to Matt and Justin, everyone who's worked on that. Chuck, everyone who's put time into that.
I think we'd be amiss not mentioning a lot of volunteers. I know Teresa helped, and a lot of members of DEAC and the people who worked on tree bylaws all these years, and the Tree City Initiative, and Buildings and Grounds, who helped us plant a lot of trees. So to get to this point, it was a lot of people, a lot of volunteer time, and I also, the staff, Laura and Chuck, did a tremendous amount of work on this to get us to this point.
Yeah, I agree, Matt. And you know, you mentioned I deserve having my name mentioned next to Matt's. I did some walking, particularly with the downtown, and we did some stuff this summer. But Matt, thanks for everything you've done for the past 5 years since you've been on the board. In terms of trees, when I enjoy the path, as Dennis was talking about, just noticing the trees that have been planted over the past 5 years. So thanks for everything you've done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Next item on tonight's agenda, D1 through 13, consideration of HRG's proposal for professional services for Chocolate Avenue, State Route 422, Phase 2 Streetscape Improvement Project. Ms. Sumrin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is one we haven't talked about for a little while. Back in December of 2017, we received notice that we are receiving approximately $480,000 in grant funding from the Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Program. That program typically provides funding for construction only for bicycle and pedestrian alternative forms of transportation. The project that we programmed includes widening sidewalks along Chocolate Avenue on the south side, roughly between Valley and Linden, and on the north side, roughly between Ridge and Valley. It also includes new crosswalks along Cracks Avenue at the intersections of Valley, Ridge, and Linden. The program covers construction in full, but the applicant or grantee is responsible for the engineering costs. So this item considers HRG's proposal, which is totaling $77,300 for engineering and environmental analysis, preliminary design, final design, and bidding. This was budgeted in the 2019 township budget, and the construction schedule will align nicely. Because it's grant funding, we do need to follow the federal process. That's about a 12 to 18 month process. so that will tee us up in time for the 2021 construction season, which is when the majority of state funding is programmed.
Any questions for Lauren? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that the Township of Derry approves HRG's proposal for professional services for the Chocolate Avenue Phase 2 streetscape improvement project. Second. Seconded by Mr. Zabuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. Next item on the agenda, pardon the authorization to conduct the 72nd Annual Hershey Halloween Parade on Tuesday, October 15th, 2019 at 7 p.m. And the severe weather makeup day is Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m.
I think those dates are wrong.
Which dates are wrong?
It should be the 17th and the 18th, or 17th and the 18th. 7 days from today is the 17th.
No, we're talking about the Halloween parade, Tuesday, October 15th, and the severe weather day would be the following day, the 16th, which is a Wednesday.
Yeah,
but of October, not
yeah, September. Today is the 10th, and you add 7 days to that. That next Tuesday is the 17th.
This is October.
I'm
this
sorry.
Is September.
Oh, this is September. We're talking about the Halloween parade, which is in October.
I think it's September.
But that's good. You got us on our toes from checking, so thank you. Mr. Chrisman and Mr. Randy is absent. Do you have anything to add to this?
Not a whole lot to add other than this is the 72nd Annual Hershey Halloween Parade. And as Mr. Randy has noted in your agenda item in the packet, this year's event will stage and end at the Hershey Recreation Center parking lot. The parade will proceed north on Cocoa Avenue, make a left onto Elm Avenue. It will then proceed on Elm, make a right onto Ridge Road, and it will follow Ridge Road to Chocolate Avenue. It will finally make a right on Chocolate Avenue and then make a right onto Cocoa, ending back at the Recreation Center. The primary expense for this parade will be police coverage, but we're looking forward to having another great parade this year.
Any questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the 72nd Annual Halloween Parade on Tuesday, October 15th at 7, with the severe weather makeup day of the following day, October 16th? Moved by Mr. Moyer. Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, F1, request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st, 2019. For the annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational being held on the grounds of Hershey Entertainment Complex. Chief?
I'll try to keep all these straight here tonight. this is for the annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational being held on Saturday, September 21st. The reason that they closed down North Hawkersville Road is to ease the runners across the roadway, they don't have to contend with traffic, and then also all the spectators going back and forth between the two parts of the course. So we don't want any pedestrians getting hit by cars. It's just easier closing the roadway down. They will have signage up prior to the event to let everybody know that those roadways are gonna close down. And we've done this for the past several years and haven't encountered any problems with it. I do, for the request that we have here tonight, I do have Senior Security Manager Daniel Hoffman, in case you guys would have any questions in reference to what they do when they close things down. But we kind of keep an eye on things, coordinate with H&R Security as far as the closures.
Any questions for Chief? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chocolate to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st for the annual PIAA Cross Country Invitational.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Zamuda. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Back to you, Chief, for the next one. Request to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chocolate Ave to Hershey Park Drive from 11 p.m. on Friday, October 11th. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 12th for the annual Antique Automobile Club of America Fall Meet being held on the grounds of Hershey Entertainment Complex.
So this closure is the same roadway, same type of closure, obviously held on a different date for a different purpose. This would also be to increase pedestrian safety when they're crossing between the hard lot of the Giant Center over to the old Parkview Golf Course on the other side of North Hockersville. They will also post it ahead of time with variable message boards to warn motorists that the roadway will be closed on certain dates and times. They coordinate with us as far as our traffic safety unit going out, making sure everything's properly posted, and people get messages that they're going to be closing that roadway. So same closure, different event, different dates.
This is something we've done in the past?
Yes, many years.
Any questions? Do I have a motion to approve the closure of North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Ave to Hershey Park Drive from 11 on Friday the 11th to 5 p.m. on Saturday the 12th for the AACA fall meet?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir. Right. Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries. One more. Chief, request by Hershey Entertainment Resorts Company to hold the 10th annual Hershey Half Marathon on Sunday, October 20th, 2019 at 7:30 a.m.
Actually, I have two more. So this is, well, I'll pull everything back up here since I closed out of it. This is for the Hershey Half Marathon. The proceeds out of this race go to the folks at Penn State Hershey Medical Center.
Children's Miracle Network.
Children's Miracle Network for the cancer research for the PEDS unit. Up here, I think if I have it in there correctly, the roadways that are affected, Park Boulevard between Hershey Park Drive and Ridge Road, Park Avenue between East Dairy and Chocolate Avenue between Park Avenue and East Dairy, Hershey Park Drive between Park Boulevard and Hotel Road, Homestead Road between Meadow Lane and Chocolate Avenue, the entire length of Mansion Road and East Dairy Road between Mansion Road and Chocolate Avenue. The organizers are aware of our reimbursement policy. They will not only be reimbursing our department, but also several other agencies that come in and assist with all these different traffic control points. I think it has changed just a slight bit this year because of the new entrance construction, but that's mainly on HE&R property, so it's not really going to affect a lot of the road closures. I think that's all I have in reference to that. We do use on-duty personnel and CSOs as much as we can to kind of reduce some of the cost to us and to the event organizers.
Anyone have any questions for Chief? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to hold the 10th annual Hershey Half Marathon on Sunday, October 20th, 2019, at 7:30 a.m. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Next item on the agenda, request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Ave to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd for the annual PIAA Cross Country Championships being held on the grounds of Hershey Entertainment Complex. Chief Warner?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I did forget to point out the last one. I did come across the finish line first last year for the Hershey Ave, albeit on a motorcycle, but which is probably why they won't let me do the cross-country invitational championships. But this is for the cross-country championships to be held the same course location as the invitational. This will be on Saturday, November 2nd. They will have the variable message boards up ahead of time to warn of the closure. They coordinate the traffic control with us. And that closure will be from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is to ease the pedestrian traffic across the roadway as well as the runners to make sure we don't have any accidents with cars hitting pedestrians and runners.
I'm assuming no questions on this one either.
Hearing none, do I have a motion to close North Hawkersville Road from Old West Chocolate to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd for the annual PIAA Cross Country Championships?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Samuda.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries as well. Next item on the agenda, J1 through 2, award of contract to Uric Construction Inc. for general construction in the youth services redesign and power floor repair. Mr. Grady, and I think Mr. Christian might add something to this as well.
Thank you. On August 27th, the Board of Supervisors approved to award the contract to ECI Construction LLC for general construction in the youth services redesign in the amount of $888,000 and for power floor repair in the amount of $41,800. Before issuing any contracts, the bids were reviewed. Once again, it was determined that Uric Construction Inc. was in fact the lowest bidder, which is why we have that up for your approval tonight.
Chris, anything to add?
More other than, you know, we came across that error. They were retabulating the bids, and as it turns out, you know, if we were to keep CI contracting as the low bidder, they certainly are not the low bidder. When you add in all the components of the project that we want completed, that brings Uric Construction Inc. as the little bidder in this case, and that's what's been going to see.
Any questions? Do I have a motion to award the contract to Uric Construction Inc. for the general construction and the youth services redesign and power floor repair at Hershey Library? Moved by Mr. Weir.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Next, we will go to board correspondence. Start with Mr. Weir.
Hi.
Mr. Weir, anything tonight?
I have to give another shout out to a group of volunteers. Last Saturday, we had Boy Scouts from several Boy Scout troops, 65 and 74, and their parents go to the mitigated wetland at Cocoa and Governor Road, where they had planted 100 trees last year, which were inundated by very nasty invasive vine called Japanese hops. It was a very hard, tough job to pull those hot hops, which had overtopped everything down there. And those guys really worked hard. And this goes along with the work they do in the butterfly garden and other areas. So I just wanted to thank them all for the work they did down there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your help too, Matt. Mr. Yost, anything this evening? John, anything this evening? Okay. I have nothing. Mark?
Nothing.
Thank you. Chief, we'll start over with you.
The only thing I have tonight is this evening before I came over here, there's a group of volunteers that have therapy dogs. They're starting a program in our department to bring in therapy dogs for the officers to interact with. You know, obviously the officers deal with a lot of trauma day in and day out, usually the worst of what we have to see. So trying to maybe lift some spirits, ease some nerves, calm some anxiety, things like that, so they can deal with those traumas that they deal with. So hopefully we'll have something out on our social media about it, and people can learn a little bit about more about what we're doing with that.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. Mr. Sassman, anything from the fire
department? I have nothing this evening.
Tom?
Just quickly, tomorrow we're going to start Sand Hill Road, so that paving should be done by Friday, weather permitting. At which point I'm going down to Garth's office and find a dog.
I think you deserve a few therapy dollars. Laura, anything tonight?
Yes, I just want to give you some quick overview of our summer reading statistics. I know we honored the children tonight, but the total minutes logged this year were 779,361, which is up 113% from last year. Also, the children completed 126 scavenger hunt hikes around Shank Park, which is up 168% from the previous year. So the summer program has really taken off in a big way.
Carol, anything tonight?
I have nothing, thank you.
Matthew. I can't see. Oh no, that's not that. I can't see from that far away. I thought maybe his name's Matthew too.
I'm filling in for Matt.
And your name is?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us tonight. Is there anything to report from HRG?
Yeah, HRG. HRG attended the volunteer effort conducted on Saturday, September 7th, 2019, in an attempt to remove some of the invasive Japanese hops from the Coco Avenue wetland mitigation area. And tomorrow, HRG is meeting with a potential contractor to see about lowering the berm to provide more frequent inundation of the mitigation site.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for, did you volunteer? Were you able to join in?
Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you. Chuck, anything else tonight?
If you haven't heard, I have an intern that just started last week, David Habig. We'll try and get him to a meeting and do a more formal introduction, but just so you're aware, he's been doing a great job. For
you may also need
him,
a therapy dog.
And, yes, I look very much like a therapy dog.
So Chuck, do you still plan to look for somebody full time?
We're going to let Dave will be graduating in December. And Dave's impressed us so far, so we're going to let this ride out a little bit with Dave.
Oh, good. Where'd you go to school?
Millersville.
Okay.
Focus on geography, minor on history.
Good.
Okay. But I wanted to say that. Actually. But there you go.
Lauren, Chris, anything to add?
I do have one additional thing to add for the board this evening. As you're all aware, at our last board meeting, we had an extensive conversation about traffic and some of the concerns in the region with respect to a lot of the events going on at Hershey Park and the concerts. And in particular, over Labor Day weekend, we had a high water mark where there were shows Thursday evening, Friday evening, and then Saturday as well, in addition to the park being fully open and operational throughout the whole weekend. And as a result, we saw a lot of increased traffic in the area. The board at the last meeting did report that we were going to do some analysis work by not trying to adjust the traffic flows in the township to measure exactly what the impact was at this particular high water mark. We had a follow-up transportation meeting last Friday to kind of review where we were with this, and we had representatives from HENR present, as well as all the members of the transportation committee. Mr. Easterwood, who was here at our last meeting, and Mr. Paoletti also attended, since they are sort of been the voice for a lot of the concerned citizens in the village area of Hershey. The meeting was very robust. I think we had a really good discussion about traffic. It's something that we're not going to have to deal with in one instance. It's going to be something that's going to be ongoing. It's going to be a long-term process. Any one fix that we would try to develop isn't going to fix this overnight. It's going to require a lot of smaller steps in between. It's maybe larger analysis through possibly different engineering firms to come in and evaluate it. That was one of several different topics that we discussed at this meeting. But most importantly, one of the initial steps that we'd like to take, that I'd like to advise the board of, and any of the residents that are here tonight, as you may be aware, there is one more concert that's coming to Hershey Park on September 16th. It's the Backstreet Boys are coming here. I think it's a makeup concert from a rainout they had during the summer. That being said, one of the suggestions that I think has been bandied about, at least through different board members and members of the Transportation Committee, was to consider closing the northbound slip ramp that's along Park Boulevard that enters the Giant Center northbound to get traffic into the parking lots. Hershey Entertainment and Resorts agreed that in this particular case, we should close that slip ramp on Monday, September 16th, for the entire day, for the duration of that event, to begin to measure and determine whether or not it has an impact on the algorithms that are affecting Waze and Google Maps and all of the things that make our lives a lot easier but have made life very difficult for people that live in Hershey. So I think as time goes on and we have tried to evaluate this situation, it will be interesting to see how we can measure the results of what closing that slip ramp will do to try to reduce traffic in the village. Again, it's going to be, it's like the analogy of water flowing. If you dam it up in one spot, it's going to find another way in some other avenue in the township. Ideally, we're trying to push as much traffic back out to Hershey Park Drive where it belongs to get into the center. So I wanted to make you aware of that. I'm going to broadcast that through our social media and on the township's website, and get it out in the news blast this week, that we will be closing that slip ramp for the entire duration on September 16th, early morning through the entire day, and we'll try to hopefully measure some positive results. And again, this will come up monthly as part of our transportation meeting discussion. HER will be sending representatives to that meeting now on a regular basis so that we can continue to have this dialogue in the off season. It's important that just because the park is slowing down now as the winter months are starting to approach, you know, we don't want to lose sight of this in the spring because it's going to be right back at it, you know, as soon as the weather warms up. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. Certainly, if there's any questions that you have, I'll do my best to try to answer them. I know there were several supervisors that attended that meeting as well, and anything that they wanted to add tonight, certainly welcome that.
I think that was a great synopsis, and I'm encouraged to see AGNR at the meetings, and I think it's a really good infrastructure to, as you said, continue to work on this project, this issue is not going to be solved. We're not going to meet a couple times and solve this. It's going to be ongoing, and we talked about how, you know, the park is doing a $180 million project. They're not doing that because they're hurrying. They're doing that because they're successful, and it's going to bring a lot more traffic. And so it's something that we have to be vigilant of. And we also talked about how we're unique in that we're a tiny town. When you look at Jonas Brothers' list of cities that they play in, it's all large cities.
Angeles.
Yeah, so when we pack this town with tourists and events, we have a lot going on for the size of our town. So I don't think you can find many towns this size across the country that have as many events as we do. So it's going to take some creativity.
I think it's great to have H&R at the table for these discussions, because it's, as you said, as you both said, it's not a one-time solution. It's something that has to be looked at on an ongoing basis.
Yeah. Well, and it was brought up by Lou Pioletti that it's also the customer experience for HER.
Yeah.
So HER is concerned about what the customer is thinking, entering and leaving the park. They want a good experience. So hopefully this partnership will help to mitigate some of these issues. And I think I brought this up in executive session. They already announced their first big concert next year, August 16th. What do we call it? What did they call it?
Mega
something or other.
Green Day.
Microconcert.
Yeah, it's got three huge groups, so that's going to be another test. And Chris said, I think Ozzy Osbourne's coming into town, so we're going to have enough tests next year. So now's the time to try to get it under wraps or at least see what we can do.
I mean, even off season, I mean, all the big concerts that happen over the holidays, so I think it's good to keep experimenting and try to see what the right balance is.
You know, the one point that I didn't forget to mention also is that HER will be publicizing on those digital billboards that the slip ramp will be closed also, so that as motorists are entering our area, we're going to try to direct them out to Hershey Park Drive as best we can.
They're going to have one on 743, one on 322.
Another thought, it might be for HER to message the people who purchase tickets, either through Ticketmaster or through their own list, just to let them know of the change.
I think they said they were going to do that.
Okay.
They have the ability to do that.
I'm pretty sure that
Garrett said he was going to have to do that.
Because that would be great. That way people were going to know the situation ahead of time. So.
I think the slip ramp was a benefit for the residents, too, that came up. That a lot of the residents really have a shortcut going on the slip ramp to a lot of the events. So it's not something that could just be closed, you know, without doing some damage to the residents. Experience hockey games park also.
Okay. Next we move on to approval of accounts payable of $1,166,096.56 and payroll of $336,753.74. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Final session of public and visitor comment. Does anyone have anything they would like to add this evening?
One comment I'd like to make a reminder that when you're speaking to the crowd, we can't hear you out here. You have to either turn up your mics or get closer to the mic. Justin and Matt and Rick couldn't hear you.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay, so I just remind you that it's good to record, but we've got to hear it too. And again, same question, standing ovation. How are we moving forward with the Hershey Entertainment Tax? Now, I did a review of the surrounding communities that had theme parks similar to ours. And most of them have at least a minimum of 5% sales tax or recreational tax attached to their ticket. So, as you mentioned, Justin, Hershey's doing successful. So I think we as a community should be part of that success and get a better return on some of the needs that this township has to do to meet the needs of Hershey Park's growth. And one is obviously our infrastructure. That costs money to fix, continue to support. So I really think we need to move forward. So at this point, it's been over 2 years now, I've been asking this question. Has it advanced? Has anybody met? Have you formed a committee to discuss this? And I'd like an answer if you could, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. And we continue to meet internally and with other members of the parties that are involved, and we'll continue to keep you and the rest of the public up to date.
Could there be those minutes be posted somewhere?
They're not public meetings. They're meetings that individuals have had at coffee shops and in places of business, so it's not any place where meeting minutes have been taken.
What I'm asking for is an actual formal appointment of a committee that represents the business of this community, and part of that is collecting taxes.
No, I understand that.
I'm asking that it be a formal and that minutes be taken that can be reviewed by the citizens, not just getting together at the corner talking about it. I can sit around and talk all day and nothing's going to get done. It's time to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Good evening. Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. Just following up, you're talking about the traffic thing. I'm sure a lot of you saw the social media pictures of downtown Hershey during Labor Day weekend, alleyways, you know, residents trying to find their way to various spots and tourists and so on. But I think it's a great idea what you're going to do, but September 16th is going to be here before you know it. So, Chris, with the plan, is there going to be like, are there going to be like people going out using their own GPSs, people like myself, to provide feedback? Because I know Waze is the most current that will tell, you know, because it's interactive with other users. But then maybe some older model cars that have GPS or Garmin and thing like that, where they don't get updates, it might not show what's immediate right now. So September 16th being a Monday, it's not your typical busy day, so you may not get a clear snapshot of what kind of traffic has actually been diverted unless you get actual feedback of what's coming through on people's guidance systems.
I can answer that a little bit. One of the other points that I didn't discuss as part of my comment is that the township's police department, we're working through Waze right now. There's like a citizens advisory group or government connection group portal. So what that does, it allows agencies like us to contact Waze to alert them of closures at certain events and how traffic should be routed through the township. So we're going to take advantage of that. You know, we're working through that process. Now, this isn't a perfect science. This is the first time that we're trying to do something. And, you know, the closest traffic event that we could relate this to on the 16th was when Hootie and the Blowfish was here. That was, I think, a Thursday evening of that last weekend. They identified the demographics associated with the concert, this particular concert with the Backstreet Boys. It's the same kind of demographics coming here. Less cars, I think right. More people in cars versus a lot less people, I'm sorry, more people and more cars. So there's a lot of science involved in this, but it's not gonna be a simple fix.
No.
You know, we throw the switch on the 16th and we hope for the best, but you know, this will be a start for us. You know, by hoping that we get some good data out of this, it'll help set the stage for the spring, and particularly as we continue to meet throughout the fall and the spring with the transportation committee to try to develop other processes and ways to control traffic. you know, this is a start for us. So, you know, fingers crossed that we're going to head in the right direction.
Well, if you want some kind of feedback, let me know, and I can ask our group to just go out in town and say, where is your GPS taking you? Is it taking you down Ridge Road? Is it taking you down 322 to get out to Hershey Park Drive, or is it still sending you through the slip road? So that way you'll know. It might get 15% of the ways, the people that use Waze, but the rest. But
yeah, Wayne, that's a really good point, because I remember you said, how do we define
how success? Do we define success?
Yeah, and so we came up with some ideas, but that's a really good point. I think we do have to get a little bit more scientific about how we measure
it. Like I said, I'll send out an email and just, you know, if you get 30 people that say, mine did this, mine did that, it just gives you an idea.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to solve your problem, but it might give you some insight.
And one other factor that AG&R mentioned was that the park is closed that day.
Right.
So they expect that when the park is closed, they have a lot of the concert goers coming at the same time. Rather than being at the park and spending time and then going to the concert, they come at the same time. So they're expecting that it won't be lighter because the park's closed. It will be heavier at a certain time.
And to add on to that, the road counters are still going to be on Ridge until after this event. So I this is part of the question I asked HRG about success. They're going to be able to extrapolate from the count that they're going to make that day. So unfortunately, the previous weekend, the Labor Day weekend, those were vandalized.
Yeah, those took out.
They just ripped them up. So we didn't get a good count.
There was people from Palmyra.
Probably.
I think it's important to note that many folks may not realize this, but that our board serves on many, many different committees. And there is a transportation committee that meets once a month. And that is not a quick meeting. It can be a 3-4, sometimes 5-hour meeting discussing all the different issues related to traffic and road construction and you name it. And so a lot of work goes into thinking behind this, and I applaud the
comprehensive.
It is very comprehensive. So I do want the public to know that this is not new news. It's just an evolution of the very hard work that goes in with staff members and board members who sit on that and serve on the transportation committee.
I mean, I can speak for myself. That's one of my favorite boards that I serve on. It's just amazing what you learn, what goes on in the area. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Anyone else have any comments this evening?
I would just like to add on the traffic study.
Rich, just come back up, please, and just state your name and address it.
Rich Campbell, Hopkinsville Road, North Hopkinsville. When you're looking at the communications, we still have a major, major problem with the 18-wheelers or freight trucks still trying to cross over the railroad tracks on North Hopkinsville Road. On the average, we have maybe one, sometimes every 2 weeks, one or two trucks get stuck there trying to make the turn from Hopkinsville to Swatara. Now, when you're talking to the truckers, they say, well, this is where our GPS is telling us to go. And I don't know if we contact some of the shipping companies, but they're always trying to get to the Hershey West by going north Hopkinsville and making a left on Old Chocolate Avenue, which puts them on railroad tracks. So maybe you can follow up on that problem too.
Thank you very much. If there are no more comments this evening, do I have a motion to adjourn this evening's meeting?
Moved by
Mr. Zimina, seconded by Mr. Everybody else, Mr. Moore. Thank you very much.